Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
This time, we're looking at the first episode of Skull-Faced Bookseller Honda-san from Studio DLE, which is streaming on Crunchyroll.
So, this is a short, you know, like, what was it?
It was like 10 minutes?
Yeah. 10 minutes? Yeah, like a half episode size comedy short about a... Not only is Honda-san a skeleton who works at a bookstore at the manga counter, but all the other employees are also, like, have either weird masks or are... You know, it's not just a bunch of humans working there and a skeleton. All the other workers are also kind of various levels of weird
monster type creature people. But the customers are just normal humans.
And nobody, you know, nobody bats an eye at any of these booksellers.
It almost feels like I based all these people on real coworkers I had at bookstores. So I'll protect their identities by making them monster people.
That's a good call, yeah. So the first episode kind of centers around, which is, I think, a good call for a first episode, especially for something if you know it's going to be streaming maybe internationally, is that it both sort of shorts within this episode deal with English-speaking customers coming in, and then their requests for things that maybe are, like, a little bit inappropriate, but they're Americans or English speakers, so they just don't care. So the first one is this dad who comes in looking for something for his daughter, and so Honda-san is like, oh, I'll help him, and, like, he's just, like, a dad, and, you know, he needs help, but then it's, like, this, like, 18-plus yaoi Gintama doujinshi.
And, like, mad raunchy.
And it's like, my daughter said don't come back unless you get this. And then the other part is just endless streams of various yaoi fangirls and, like, various levels of enthusiasm within the store and coming in groups and, like, asking for recommendations or, like, finding a rare thing and freaking out. And, you know, it was, I felt like, very perfect for just the current global sort of moment that anime is having.
And also just kind of the difference, I think, in many ways of, like, the international anime and manga fans, especially when you get into maybe some of your racier female-focused fandoms and the Japanese fandoms, which tend to be very enthusiastic among themselves but very reserved otherwise, whereas international fans wear their freak flag right on the shoulder.
This has many things I like. Skeletons, book selling. I will say that I do wish there was just, like, a little bit more humor, like, skeleton-specific humor. There is a really great moment when his jaw falls off, which I thought, okay, it was like, yes, that, I want more of this, like more specific, because otherwise he could really just be a person. So I want them to up the skeleton.
So what you're saying is he should be like Brooke and make more bone jokes.
He should not be like Brooke. But he should be a skeleton and make jokes that are good.
I see.
And do funny, actual funny things.
Not old man bone jokes.
And not being like a kind of a pervert. Mm. So we can remove both of those things. Yes, Skull-Faced Bookseller Honda-san, I give it 2 thumbs up.
Yeah, it's strange how weird the aesthetic is, but how almost workplace comedy the actual story is. So it's an interesting contrast, but I feel like, especially with this first episode, you're going to see a lot of people who either have done those things or, like, I know someone who would do those things.
And I feel this first episode is destined to just be, the entire episode is like a meme on the internet forever.
Yeah, no, definitely. It sticks with you.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at ReverseThieves.com and follow us on Twitter @ReverseThieves.
@NartakiRT and @HisuiRT.